Bibles, if you would, and go to the book of Luke, chapter 5. So in the New Testament, you have Matthew, first book, Mark, Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke, chapter 5. Luke 5, we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 11. Whew. Turn my phone on so I have an ideal time. Luke 5, 1 through 11. I will say this, though. It is good to be back. Bible college is great. North Valley is a great church out there. It's awesome. I love it. But it's not home. You know what I mean? So you guys are probably like, oh, what's going on in California? And I'm over there like, what's going on back home? So this place is a great place, too, is all I want to say. I want to thank you for being my pastor, sir. Thank you for having me be here. Luke chapter 5, verse number 1. And it says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then I guess we'll jump right in. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for another wonderful day today, dear God. Thank you for the message this morning, Lord. Father, I just pray that you wouldn't don't let this place become a dead church, Lord. Help us to be always examining ourselves, Lord. And Father, just bless this place, Lord. Grow it. Help us to glorify and honor you in all things. Lord, give me the words to say, Lord, and preach with your power and not myself, Lord. Hide me behind the cross. Father, I just pray you'd speak to hearts as only you can, and let your will be done. Thank you for all you do in Jesus' name. Bless Pastor after this. Amen. All right. So, here in Luke chapter 5, just kind of context, like why all these people are like at Jesus, like he's on this beach. If you can imagine, thousands of people are kind of there, and they want to hear the word of God. But the reason I think in Luke chapter 4, I think is Jesus' first sermon ever, and they actually wanted to throw him off a cliff. So this is not my first sermon, so please don't do that. and so he does all these miracles and stuff, though. And so if I saw, like, he healed all these sick people and stuff, I kind of have a cough, so if one of you have, like, Benny Hinn power, if you want to just come up here and slap me in the forehead, get this thing out of me, I will listen to what you have to say. No, so he says, hey, these people see what Jesus can do, and so they want to hear him, is basically what's going on. And so if you can imagine these thousands of people at this, I picture it as a beach, I don't know, that's just me, but, and there's all these people here, and it says they pressed on him to hear the word of God. Now imagine that, if thousands of people today were like at a beach. You know, people don't want to hear the Bible preached at a beach. So I think that'd be kind of cool. But and these people are here and they say, hey, we want to hear the Bible. And so the sermon title is this. I don't know if this is a fitting title. Maybe I could change it at some point. But how far are you willing to go for God? And number one, we see in verse number one, we see the serious situation. So it says, and it came to pass in verse number one, that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Jesus says, hey, I've got a problem. If you ever talked outside, your voice doesn't really, like in here, the building has acoustics and stuff like that. It kind of stays put. We have microphones and stuff like that to where everybody can hear. Thank you. I'm going to need that. Thank you so much. and so, Your voice, that's what I was going for. All right, so your voice will, it'll carry more, and it won't really stay in place, if that makes sense. So it'll disperse, so it's harder, you have to be louder for people to hear. So Jesus, he has these people that want to hear the Bible, and he's like, I've got this problem that I have. These people, they need to hear a message that I have for them, but my voice isn't loud enough. My voice can't get there. I need some help. And the serious situation here in this text is people need to hear a message from God. And for us today, take your Bibles if you have them, go to the book of Matthew. You're in Luke, go back two books. So go past the book of Mark into the book of Matthew, chapter 25. In Jesus' day, the people needed to hear a message. In our day, I'd like to submit this unto you, that people need to hear a message. Matthew 25, verse 40, and it says, it says, "Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." And verse 46, it says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." And Revelation is the very last book of your Bible. In Revelation chapter 20, and verse 15, if you have time, I'm going to kind of just go there. Revelation 20, verse 15, it says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Today, there's this need. Jesus looks around and says, hey, I've got this problem. People need to hear something. And that message today is the gospel. Look, people are on their way to hell. Hell is a real place where real people like you and I go. Real people, just like Pastor Mark, just like Brother Boston, just like me, just like you, just like Eddie, everybody here. They're real people, and real people go to a real place called hell where they really burn with real fire, and it lasts forever. There's burning, there's screaming, there's crying. People, they don't want it. They say, why didn't I listen to somebody? Why didn't anybody tell me about this probably? And there's a message that needs to be heard today. Jesus looks around and says, I have this need, and I can't do it myself. Jesus isn't going to come down from heaven and preach the gospel to people. That's why, I'm going to get to that here in a second. That's why he has us. So we see, number one, the serious situation. Number two, in verse number two, we see the simple solution. It says, "And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets." The simple solution. So Jesus says, hey, I've got this problem. These people need to hear something from me. I have a message for them. I have something I need to tell them. And he looks around and says, I can't do it myself. So if you, like, when you're on the, if you're on the water, if you're like a fisherman or something like that, if you talk, your voice will carry. It bounces off the water. It's like a natural amplifier. And so Jesus looks and he sees these two ships. And he sees these two guys and he says, if these people would just let me use them, if they'll just let me use what I've given them, if they'll just be a tool in my hand, I can tell people my message. I can get my message out. People can hear what they need to hear. And so Jesus says, if these guys would just let me use them, what I've given them, these people can hear my message. Jesus sees us. The simple solution for today, number one, the serious situation, the simple solution is you and I. The serious situation is hell. The simple solution is you and I going out and preaching the Bible, preaching the gospel. Go with... Jesus sees us and he says, the world needs to hear a message. He said, they're on their way to hell. I can't do this myself. I can't come down and tell them the gospel. I need some help. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Most of the time we read Romans 10 and we think either verses 9 and 10, or actually a lot of times we think about the passage that I'm going to read too. Romans 10, let's start at verse number 13, Romans 10, 13. And it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they hear on him in whom they have not heard or have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." The serious situation, people are going on to hell. The simple solution is you and I. That's what I'm getting at. Look, people aren't going to hear the gospel if you and I don't get out there and say it. So we're supposed to be ambassadors for Christ. We're here in his place. He's in a far country. He's in heaven. He can't come down here. We have ambassadors for the United States because the president can't be everywhere at once. God's omnipresent. I know that. Thank you. But he's chosen us as vessels. That's right. Is all I'm saying. So the serious situation and the simple solution, if we'll just let ourselves be used by God, people will get saved. Is all I'm trying to say. But you know what? We get a little too busy. We get a little too busy. We have family time going on Thursday nights. Or we're a little just too tired from work.
I don't mean this in a rude way, or anything. I hope I can convey this correctly, but when was the last time we gave somebody the gospel? When was the last time somebody got saved because you decided to share Christ? The simple solution, and here's the thing, verse number 3, and here's the thing with us. It says, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So fishermen, they'd fish at night because that's when the fish are going to bite, right? If it's all sunlight and stuff like that, and people are out in the water making noise and stuff, they're not really going to get good catch. So they get done. It says, and Peter even says that. He says, Master, we've toiled all the night. We didn't catch anything. Now you want us to, you know what I mean? We already went out a little bit. You want us to go further and try to, you know, we just did that. But here's the thing. Jesus said, hey, I know you just got done working. I know you're probably tired. I know you've got stuff going on in your life, but I have something I need to tell people. I've got this message that I need people to know. Will you just thrust out a little bit for me? Just, hey, I know you just got done, and I'm sorry to bother you with this. I'm sorry to put this burden on you, but there's just something kind of really important I got to share with people. Will you just take your boat, and will you just thrust out a little bit for me, please? I'll do all the talking. I'll do everything that needs to be done. But will you just thrust out a little bit for me, Darian? And here's the thing. Most of us are willing. You know what? We'll be inconvenienced by God a little bit. Hey, we'll come to church every once in a while. We'll tithe every once in a while. Maybe we'll pass out a couple of tracts every once in a while. Maybe we'll do some stuff for God. But how far are you willing to go? Yeah, we'll thrust out a little bit. Hey, maybe sometimes we'll stand for right. But what about going into the deep? Are you willing to be inconvenienced for God, is all I'm trying to say. There's people that are on their way to hell. When was the last time you and I, we were inconvenienced and we took time out of our day to stop and tell somebody? And I'm not trying to be rude when I say this either, but at the great white throne, when everything's said and done, the money we make isn't going to matter. I'm just saying, the NFL is not going to matter, okay? Sports aren't going to matter. There's one thing that's going to matter. Who's in heaven and who's in hell? After everything's said and done, after everything's done, great white throne, we're going to see people that we knew. And there's going to be some that are probably unsaved. And I know this is true for myself. I've had 3 people die on me that I kind of feel responsible for it, and I didn't give them the gospel. I don't want 4, is all I'm trying to say. And one day, we're going to have to look at people. Everybody that we went to school with, Eddie. Everyone we went to school with, Clinton. And they're going to come to us, and they're going to say, look, no, hey, you knew about this. You knew there was a hell coming. You knew there was a heaven. You knew this stuff was going to happen. Why didn't you tell me? And you know what we're going to say? I was nervous. I was scared. I had to work. I had a place to go. I had a birthday party to be at. I had this, I had that going on. I want you to try and imagine trading places with that unsaved person. Just for a second. Just for a second. Are you going to buy that excuse? No? I wouldn't. You're going to let me burn forever because you were scared? You're going to let me burn forever because you had better stuff to do? You're going to let me burn together or forever because you had other stuff, you had stuff going on? You didn't want to be made fun of? You didn't want to be looked at as a weirdo at school? You didn't want to be a testimony at your work? How far are you willing to go? What are you going to... I want to convey this so bad. Most of us are willing to be inconvenienced just a little bit. How about, if we keep reading, look what it says. It says, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Hey, I know you let me inconvenience you a little bit, but now that we're done with it, I got a gift for you. I got something really cool I want you to experience. But it only comes after you're inconvenienced. If we start letting God inconvenience us, He's got a draught of fishes. Here's what we're going to say. Hey, I toiled all the night in my own power. I tried to do everything I could in my own power. But once Jesus showed up, once Jesus got here, once Jesus told me to do it, it all worked out. It all worked out. I had money to make. Okay, well, how about we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's all I'm trying to say. How far are you willing to go for God? Are we willing? I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, but this kind of hit me. I think it was Pastor Donald that shared this quote with me. God's not willing that any should perish, but are you? I don't know if you guys have ever heard that or not, but that's really convicting for me. Are we willing to let people die and go to hell? That's what it comes down to. Because without us, Jesus isn't going to come. Obviously, we know the rapture is going to happen, right? And then they're going to be like, oh, okay, I got a clue now. All right, I know he's, you know, I know he's real, okay? But until that day, and it's still going to be this way, for by grace are you saved through faith. Not through knowing, through faith. The only way people are going to know is if you or I, you know, put feet to our faith and we go out and preach the Bible. That's what we need today. We don't need more political movements. We don't need anything else. We need people, we need soul winners that are going to go out and we're going to bang some doors and we're going to get something done for God. And not only are we going to win souls, but see, we always stop there, Pastor. We always say, hey, but if you like answer one out of three, like we're taking a test and there's three questions, you only answer one, you get that one right, what's your grade? Is that a pass or a fail? What if it's one out of two? Is that a pass or a fail? Okay, so Jesus told us to go into all world, preach the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Lord. He wants us to disciple people too. Soul winning is still not enough. We need to reproduce soul winners. And we need people that are going to do that. And I don't even do that always in my own life. And I'm not trying to bang on anybody or anything like that. I'm not good at that. But I know we need more of it. So how far are you willing to go for God? Pray. Dear Lord, thank you for another wonderful day. Thank you for this opportunity, Father. I just pray, Lord, that you bless and use it. And as only, Lord, I know you can. Thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, please bless Pastor. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.